Exclusive, Bill Hagerty, Democrats Push Radical Socialist Agenda in Their Race to the Left. By Bill Hagerty on September 13, 2019. Last night we saw the most radical Democratic presidential candidates this country has ever seen complete another leg of their all-out race to the left. Their radical liberal socialist agenda was on full display. They seek to inject socialism into every aspect of our American way of life. When it comes to our health care system, they want to implement government-run, single-payer health care. They want to take away the insurance you get at your job. They want to put you on a government-run system that eliminates your choice and puts your family in line, presumably behind the illegal aliens. And to top it off, they're going to pay for it by doubling your taxes. And then we've got them promoting the so-called Green New Deal, which they have admitted is nothing more than a plan to inject socialism into our economy. Under President Trump, America has become energy independent and is now in position to be a net exporter of energy to our allies around the world. What a dramatic step in the right direction for our national security when we and our allies can reduce our reliance on energy from sources that don't always have our best interests at heart. The Democrats want to eliminate our advantage in energy, take away our competitive advantage, and solve a global environmental problem on the backs of the United States economy, all while letting China and India pollute as much as they want. These extreme liberals want to tell us what to eat, what to drink, even what straws we can use. They want to take away your car, take your red meat. But most troubling, Bernie Sanders says more abortions are a part of his climate change solution. It's unthinkable. But no single issue more clearly highlights their extremism than the left's plans to radically transform our immigration system. Last year, they were calling to abolish ICE. This year they are calling for open borders. These liberal Democrats are seeking to decriminalize illegal immigration. If that isn't enough, they are incentivizing illegal immigration by offering illegal aliens everything from free college to free health care, putting illegal aliens in line ahead of your family and our veterans. And the squad has piled on saying that taxpayers should fund abortions for illegal aliens too. All of those radical policies would be alarming enough, but these candidates do not exist in a bubble. Their extremism is not just limited to the debate stage. It's not even limited to the presidential race. They have pulled their party to the extreme, and with it, Democrats at every level of government. What was noticeably absent from the liberal media's debate questions last night? Questions about the economy, the low unemployment rate, and the federal judicial bench. Why? Because these are areas where President Donald Trump is producing undeniably strong results for the American people, and the liberal debate moderators will never highlight that. President Trump is showing us every day why he should be re-elected. Under his leadership, the economy is booming, wages are going up, and business confidence is high. President Trump is nominating constitutionalist judges and Supreme Court justices, and the Republican-led Senate has confirmed a total of 150 of his judicial nominees. He is re-establishing America as a leader on the world stage. He is building the wall. He is fighting for our conservative values. As I seek to represent Tennesseans in the United States Senate, one of my top priorities will be standing strong with President Trump against the Democrats and their liberal socialist agenda. I will fight to preserve freedom and opportunity for my children and yours, because the threat these radical liberals and socialists pose to the American way of life we know and love is real. We must do everything we can to fight back, and that begins with sending President Donald J. Trump back to the White House for 4 more years. Bill Hagerty served as the United States Ambassador to Japan in President Donald Trump's administration. He is running for Senate in Tennessee, with President Trump's endorsement.